This is a meeting July the 5th, 4 o'clock, our SHAC meeting. And I'm gonna go ahead and, like I normally do, if we just want to introduce who's ever on. If you want to go ahead and get started, Joanne.
Hi, good to see y'all. Hi, Deanna. I haven't seen you in a while. I am back on campus and ready to get started.
We're excited to have you back.
And I'm not sure who the person that I can't see
is. It's Ms. Rudolph, Allison Rudolph. She's a parent.
Oh, hi, Ms. Rudolph. I'm Joanne Gutierrez. I'm the Director for Instruction and Curriculum.
Okay.
It's me, Jennifer Foster, Campus Principal.
Oh, and I'm Pam Baker, and I'm here for tech support. And I'm also the technology director, and I do have a student enrolled in the school, so one left.
All right, I'll go next. Deanna Uriegas, I am the counselor at Rogers Heights Elementary.
And then, of course, this is Nurse Bloom. I'm the school district nurse here in Carson City. So the meeting was called because some of us have worked a long year trying to get a hold or trying to find some curriculum that goes in with Senate Bill 9 and House Bill 1525. And of course, House Bill 1525 has to do with sex education. And then the Senate Bill 9 has to do with instruction for our children on child abuse, family violence, dating violence, sex trafficking, and then also warning signs of sex trafficking. And all of this information, curriculum that we're looking for has to be in line with our CHEEKS for the state of Texas. And it's been a long journey, I can say, because we really haven't had any guidance as far as where we need to go, who we need to go. So we've been looking at several different programs and just hard to know which program would fit for our school district and the size of our school district, along with not having a curriculum director, which we're all excited now because we have Joanne. And she knows the district from the past. She's been here. I don't know, Joanne, how long have you been gone?
Three years, actually. I was here 10, and then I retired 1 year, and then I've been in another district too. So three years since I've been.
Okay. It didn't seem that terribly long ago, but you know, when this all came up and we needed to be looking into curriculum for the House bill and for the Senate bill, it became very tedious and was difficult trying to figure out what we could come up with. And so we ended up finding out information, or I did, from Floresville with the school district nurse there. And they use Seguin, basically what it is a South Texas Pregnancy Care Center. And we have a Sarah Anderson who has a program, and she goes to a different school and she has her staff that provides all the information. She has sent us slides and so forth. We originally got connected with her and had a phone conference, and we were like, oh yeah, this is basically what we think is going to fit with our kids. And then we had an informational meeting that we put out for the staff, for the board members, and basically for the public. And she actually herself came out and gave her a presentation on it. Because we have to actually have two separate SHAC meetings, they consider public meetings to say, yes, we want to recommend this curriculum to the board. This is where we're at today, and that's why we wanted to call this meeting. And now, Joanne, since you're just brand new at this, we're going to share all the information from Sarah. And it's kind of a tough thing for me to say, do you have any questions? I know that I had asked you if where you came from, y'all had already had something in place, and you had said no. Okay. And, you know, this is very, very sensitive information, and I know this is what was very difficult for us at times, because we actually had, we had, I think it was Play It Safe, BASE, some other curriculum. I know even Allison had come up with, it was something, I think, from Kerrville, and it was Good Heart Company. It was Wilcock Publishers. I haven't written down, and it was on human sexuality, and basically it was just on that. Now, what Sarah Anderson does is she can combine the sex education program along with the Senate bill recommendations that need to be. And I can see Rita's here.
Yes.
Rita Jordan. Hey, Rita, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Rita, we have someone new here. She's our curriculum director.
We have another parent here, Heather Conover?
Aguilar Health Department.
Sorry, Heather Aguilar is here from the Health Department.
Yay, very good. Okay. All right, Rita, can you let, this is, the, okay, Joanne has been here before, and she's our curriculum, well, let Joanne just tell you and also Heather your title.
So this is Joanne. Oh, let me see. This is Joanne Gutierrez. I'm the Instructional Services Director. I had previously been in Carn City ISD. I've been away for 3 years, but I am back and ready to get started. So I hope that we can all contribute and help in this process.
Yes. Glad to have you back, Joanne. It's been, I know I've met you before, and
yes,
we've visited, but it's been a while. So yes, we're glad you're back on board. Yes.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to scoot this over, so maybe.
I'm sitting here in my pajamas, so that's why I turn my camera on.
That's okay.
She's actually out of the country, so I appreciate her joining me. Okay, and then Heather.
Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Aguilar with the Health Department in Carn City. And I'm also a parent of two Roger Eastside Elementary School students. So glad to be here with y'all today.
Nice to meet you.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So for Rita and Joanne and Heather, we were just talking again about the process and the path that we've been taking this whole school year, trying to come up with this curriculum for the House Bill 1525 and then the Senate Bill 9, and that we came to a consensus that we agreed on using the SHARE curriculum program from Seguin, and we decided that we needed to have an informational meeting for the staff and the school board and public to come and listen to what she has to offer. We did have two board members there, and then some of our SHAC members present. So with Joanne being our curriculum director now, we're presenting her with the information. She just got it right now. So I just wanted to know, Joanne, what your insight or your intake would be.
Well, I have not been updated on the wording and of the House Bill 1525 and Senate Bill 9. So I probably need to take a look at that and kind of gather some information before I can really respond to your question. But I'm sure that y'all have probably already looked at that piece, and so I'm confident that it's going to be fine.
Okay. I do know that Sarah, with the information we've seen, with what we've gotten, some of us have gotten, it she's real specific with the cheeks, and she goes in step by step. Ms. Foster, do you feel the same way? What are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't go to the last meeting that y'all had because I wasn't here.
But did you get the information on the cheeks and all of that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I also feel like it's nice to know another district was using it. So, do you know how long Seguin was using it?
Seguin, actually, with Seguin, and I should have looked at the other school district, the Seguin just started it, and they actually implemented it in May.
Okay.
And and how basically this works, and Rita, I know, went to the meeting too, and the way it works is, like, for fourth grade, if I'm not mistaken, it's just a one-day thing for fourth graders, and she Sarah brought it up because she was actually there when the new TEKS came into effect with the curriculum for the health TEKS, which was supposed to be, I think this was August of 2022, and she was actually in Austin helping to adopt those new health TEKS. She herself was, because she was, if I'm not mistaken, she was a science teacher for 12, 13 years.
Yes, she was.
Right, Rita?
Yes, yes. And she said she testified at the Senate hearings, you know, on the bill. So yeah, she was heavily involved in that process.
Right. So in hearing that, I mean, I was very excited to hear that she was able to be in Austin and that she was able to be a voice. And I think she did say that some of that curriculum they were looking at was pretty, like, intense, intimidating, but then that she herself, they got to do with the bill and work on that. And so, I mean, that's a good thing to hear on her voice, being able to go to Austin. And so kind of briefly, the way she made it sound they do is they do one day for fourth grade. And then if I'm not mistaken, and Rita, you can, and we can be more specific. And one thing she did say too, is we would have to, if we do accept this and the board accepts it, definitely get together with staff or curriculum, whoever that we have to have it all worked out, all the pieces worked out. But then it sounded like fifth grade, it would be fifth grade through eighth grade, if I'm not mistaken, 3 days in the school year that they do.
I believe so, yes.
And that they bring their own staff, and they feel like their staff is trained, and they feel like it's better to have different voices come in instead of having the same school teachers, you know, reaching out and talking to them. But yet they would want the class, their teachers, to be in the class in case the students have extra questions or whatever on that. Plus then she's like, I was a teacher. We don't want to throw this on teachers. Teachers have too many other things that they need to do. And then they feel like then maybe if by chance, if the teacher's in the classroom with them and they don't want to raise their hands or they don't want to bring something up, well, then maybe then the teacher will understand what a student will bring up to them, just in case. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, this is Eddie Song. Hello, Eddie. How are you? Okay. It is at RES. And room 20.
I walk in, left or right.
Somebody in there. We're gonna have somebody. We're gonna have somebody go to the front office for you.
Miss Foster's gonna go to the front office. All right. Are you? Oh, you're.
Oh.
Okay, Eddie. All right.
So, Nurse Bloom,
yes.
Am I understanding that this still has not been approved by the... It still has not been approved to use yet? Or it has been?
It has not been.
Okay.
We have to make a recommendation to the school board.
Okay.
And I'm already wanting to put that on for Monday.
Okay.
Yes.
And we talked... So, Eddie says he's at the high school. He'll be coming.
Okay.
Okay.
What's going to happen on Monday? School board meeting. She'll put it on the agenda for Monday.
School board meeting. We just wanted to get this rolling. And my thing is, if we decide or it needs to be tabled, if we get it, you know, for the school board agenda, and I know April's already talked to me about it, and if something comes up, you can always be discussed and tabled. It's not, you know, that's not a big deal. It's just we wanted to move forward with this if we could. And like I said, it's just been a long year looking at different things and just wanting to get it done, because this is for our kids. this is very important information for our children. You know, every kid here is like my own kid or my own, you know, my own child. And I just feel like it, the information needs to get out. And the other thing Sarah did bring out, and Rita, you can correct me on this, is she did say that if we also have different organizations coming in and doing some of the things they're doing, please let her know about that, because they can combine and work things together. And that opened up my mind as far as, like, because we have positive action that comes in. And she had said that they're willing to work together to make it all work out for our students, however we need to, or whatever we want, how we want to set it up. And I know Positive Action has been very active. And I don't know if it's Foster the Grades or you know, who actually has it offered. But anyway, that's something.
We offered it at primary last year and then also to our second graders. But the topics that they covered weren't really similar to what they're going to be coming in with share.
Okay.
And that's... It was focused, I guess, more on like drug prevention, but also to just how we can make decisions and how those decisions affect our actions and that kind of thing, like using that little wheel of how our thoughts affect our feelings and our feelings affect our actions. Like, they were focused more on that kind of stuff.
Right, right. And I think when Sarah and I were talking briefly, I did mention, like, because I know for the Senate bill curriculum, the Senate bill 90, it does talk about teen dating and teen dating violence. And that's when I kind of gave my spiel. I said, you know, in the past, and I know Joanne was familiar, we always had the Guadalupe Valley shelter come in, and they would always give their information about teen dating violence, healthy relationships, and so forth. But Sarah says that they do that part. But like I said, she says, if we still want to have others come in, my concern was, like with Guadalupe or with Seguin, the shelter, the center, or whatever, is they don't have specific curriculum, and it's like specifically stated, and I could be wrong, and Joanne, you could correct me, curriculum would mean like, I mean, not a book, but, I mean, can you give me the definition of curriculum?
Probably a resource that has some type of scope to it that explains, like, the different topics.
Right.
That are
right.
Going to be taught.
Yes, yes. And like, and Joanne, if you remember when we had the teen dating violence and we had the representative come, she just had, like, it was just a topic. And I think there were like two or three slides, and that was basically it. And I did not think that that's what you consider curriculum. So anyway, that was a topic that Sarah, when Sarah and I talked, she says, you know, if you have anybody extra, whatever, we just need to get together and make sure that we give out the information that needs to be given to all the students. The other thing, I know, if I'm not mistaken, the Senate bill just goes through 6th to 8th grade, and we were looking again when, just reflecting back, Joanne, too, we used to do the big decisions, and we used to offer it to high school. Well, high school does not have health classes anymore, but it was put into science classes. So, I mean, that's another thing that we would need to look at and see if we still would want to continue with that.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that Nurse Bloom wanted to get it in the board agenda is because there's still a lot of logistics that have to be figured out, you know, like that, which classes are they going to go in and that sort of thing. And one of the things that really impressed me was that it's very, very flexible, and they can really tailor it to the group of kids and still cover all of the areas that they have to cover with TEKS. You know, it's not just a video that they plop in and the kids watch it and that's it. It's very, sounded to me like it was very interactive. And also she said that they would make, we didn't have very good attendance at this meeting that Sarah made the presentation, but she said she would come back anytime if it was PTA meetings or just getting another community event together, that she's more than happy to come back down and talk to parents. You know, didn't you kind of understand it to be that way, Bernadette?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You would, yeah. And then there'd be a copy of the curriculum there for parents to look at. I think that's one of the requirements of the bill. And then, Bernadette, you might talk about the opt-in, and y'all were talking about the,
So, Sarah brought up, like, I know that she did Gonzales. I just don't have the information in front of me.
There's a big list of schools, yeah.
The big thing now, of course, and I know Joanne, you're most probably familiar, it's the opt-in. It's not opt-out. And so opting in is, I mean, every parent's going to have to sign for a student. And like Sarah said, you know, the first, when they started, I guess last year or 2 years ago, maybe with Gonzales, I mean, the attendance is going to be very, very, very small, because you know how it is trying to get paperwork and getting paperwork signed and in and all for right. school. And apparently you can't do something online. Like, you know, first of all, you can't put that in a packet. Like when school starts with their admit packets, you can't do that. It has to be, you know, just single. So it's not like we're covering up anything.
Yeah, it could be combined with a bunch of other paperwork. It had to be pretty obvious, was kind of what I understood.
Yes, that's exactly what she said. And I know in the past, the opt-out, I mean, for those several years that we were doing that, I mean, we would get two or three students that would bring an opt-out sign, and I mean, paper that was signed by the parent, and that was it. So how this will get handled, I'm not sure either. So there is. There's a lot of different things we need to look at. Once, if the, you know, if we get the board to say yes, let's go ahead and prove this, there's so much that needs to be done.
So do they have like a little checklist that we need to follow that will help guide us in the things that need to be done prior to?
I would assume so. I never asked her if there was a checklist, but that's definitely something that I can reach out to her.
Ideas.
Just an idea, like an implementation guide of some sort.
Right.
They conduct all the classes themselves. They provide all the educators.
Right. So they will provide, starting at fourth grade 1 day, fifth through eighth grade 3 days, and then high school. If we decide science during science classes, then how many days do they get? Do we know?
Rita, my understanding was the 3 days.
I think so. I think so too. Okay. That's my understanding. Yeah. And it could be any class.
Excuse me?
There was a website from Floresville that we were kind of looking at as like a model example of what grade levels and what topics, but I can't seem to find it.
And what I did with that is I just got on and did Floresville ISD, looked under health services, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That's how I came across it, because Donna was like, oh, just get on the website. It's right there. And I'm like, I didn't find it, but that's how I think I did find it. And it was specific from grade level to grade level. And I know, like, when it starts off with the health education with grade 4, you know, we just in the past, we always just did the fifth grade talk. We never started with fourth grade, but apparently the new TEKS has that information in there that needs to be started.
They just get younger and younger.
I know.
Seems very young.
Yeah.
They have to get to start off such specific information.
Okay, yeah, I found it. It was under the departments. It was under health services and then the Texas Senate Bill 9.
Yes.
So well, that's the kind of thing, too, that the school would have to do is get that built and put on the website and all that sort of thing. So there's a lot to do.
And I think that would be a good reference for parents. Like, hey, go to our website and look at this, and it will give a lot more information to you.
Right. And I think, too, I think, Rita, we you know, someone
in him. Yeah. She talked about there's a way that you can keep them from downloading stuff. So I don't know, Pam. You're the IT guru, but I think Sarah did talk about something like that. You have to fix where they couldn't download it. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably get it to where they can't download it, but I mean, there's always going to be the option for them to screen record or something like that. But I mean, you can make it difficult for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'd be something you could talk to them about. Yeah.
And if it's just, you just leave it up for a little while. So it's not readily available. Like, it's not going to be a PDF that you can download, make it so that they can just view it online. But if someone really wanted to, they could do like the snipping tool or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they're okay with us posting it for a while for parents, that we can do that.
Okay. Any other input from anyone else here? And I know Officer Sellers has kind of walked into this stuff. I can even send him the information, because if we're all good with this and we want to proceed and take it to the school board, I was just going to send out the information that Sarah had sent us to, I mean, all of our staff members. So then we all know exactly what information we're looking at and what would be used.
I had a question. Like, when you say it's a day, is it like an entire day of instruction that it takes up every time? Or is it just like a class period? Surely it's not the entire day.
I think it's just a class period.
Okay.
Was my understanding, but maybe not. Bernadette, you know, I don't know.
You know, when they said one day, I was thinking class period. I'm not sure. I mean, I would have to check into that.
I thought they talked about, you know, like you take a certain class and say, okay, that's the class that you're gonna. Mm-hmm. Or the you know, whether it's a science class or what were some of those other classes, right, that you said they would have, like, for, I don't know.
Was it in a quote that she sent us?
Well, in junior high,
she shared, like, an
excellent
estimate of how much it would cost, because, I mean, since they're a nonprofit, she was trying to let us know, like, obviously the cost is very minimal, but these were the expenses. But I think it kind of listed it in there, didn't it? How many?
It may have. Like so many, because you got a lot of students to hit for three, you know. She said, how many teachers did they say that you could provide a brand debt? Do you remember?
It was a few.
It was five or six, maybe.
That's something, something like that. But then, of course, you know, when we're looking into the billing, she says that they would work it out accordingly to how many kids were opted in, you know, originally. Mm. And, because she says that makes a big difference too. She says usually the first school year, when they've done it, it's very minimal, and then after that, parents catch on and go, "Oh my gosh, this is fine," you know, from word of mouth, this one to that one, and when they're looking at the it's just because this is such sensitive information that a lot of the parents are you know, they get scared and wonder what the school district's going to do, but if we have it to where they can view it and go through it. And I know Sarah was even you know, saying that she's, if we can reach out to her, we can email her. If you have any specific questions, even parents, she was willing. Yeah, I didn't give them my email. I'm like, that's a lot. But she just feels so strong about this.
Yes.
This program.
And I think she said, like, and maybe I could have this wrong, but she said they used to charge by the student. So if you had, you know, the number that got thrown out was like $1,200 or $1,300. Well, that's nothing. But then she did say that they were having to relook at their model because of, like, what Bernadette said, that, you know, on the opt-in, you may not have as many students, but they still have to pay those teachers' salaries, and they have to pay mileage. You know, we'd have to pay their mileage back and forth for those couple of days that they were coming in. But I mean, it sounded very reasonable to me versus what some of those other ones that were costing that we looked at.
Right.
You know? And there were quite a few new schools that were picking them up too. And I don't have the, there were several, I think Gonzales, I wonder if they maybe Goliad, there were a lot of schools close, you know, that we all know about that.
And the email thing that she sent out to us, and I don't have that in front of me. I know, Joanne, you can get your hands on it, or we have it available.
I'll see if I can find it, Bernadette.
Did you get that email from Bernadette with all the information on there? The one that I showed you? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can you just
hold that to me? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Jennifer forward me the email that you originally sent out.
Okay.
Nurse Bloom.
And like I said, Joanne, if today wouldn't have been your first day, I would just send it to you last.
That's okay.
I'm like, oh my gosh. it's just so exciting to have you back and have a curriculum director. Especially with this information, when these bills came out, I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, thank y'all for researching.
You're very welcome. Okay, so I guess my question is, what does everybody think? I know the two board members that were at Sarah's presentation sounded like they were very interested.
Yes, they were very comfortable with it, and I know also I think we would have the support of the board. I know Sherry, Summer, Debbie, and then Alex. I've talked to Sherry, mm-hmm, about some things, and Alex and Debbie were at the meeting. But I think that they trust what we're doing, and they certainly had the opportunity to come and view it, and if they didn't, well, that means they trust us. Or they would have shown up, I would have thought.
Right.
But
so are you going to go ahead and move forward with, is it July 10th meeting?
It would be July the 10th.
Okay.
And I actually will not be there. So I don't know if Miss Foster or Joanne or someone. Or I know even maybe KK, because I know when we had the last board meeting and there was a little bit of a mix-up as to what we were presenting, she says, I'll take care of it. So either way, whatever. I hate not being there. I'm just, you know, because there's so many little things that you have to tie ends with, I just wanted to get this going and make sure that. And if it's not, and if there's going to be too many questions from them, it's perfectly fine. It's just, we're moving on. We're making the steps that we need to do to get the information out to the students. And if we have to start over with something, we will.
The board was...
Go ahead.
I was wondering, did the entire board hear the information from Stephanie?
No.
Okay.
Only two.
Okay.
It was I did send to Sherry Summers all of this information, mm-hmm, because she, mm-hmm, felt so bad she wasn't there, and she asked, and I said, sure. So I just sent it all to her.
Sure. Yeah, and I talked to Sherry afterwards, after, you know, because I went and joined the board meeting, and she said, look, I trust you guys, if that's, you know, and Alex and Debbie saw it, and if they were comfortable with it. And so Bernadette, for the board meeting, will they just be making the, you know, presenting the resolution to adopt it?
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then of course, if, you know, with April, she asked me if this is, or I told her that I wanted to put this on the agenda, but then she didn't get back with me because, mm-hmm, I have to send some of this information to the board members. They all have to get this information because that's what we usually do.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what did KK say?
And I did not, it was just April.
Okay.
That responded today. And usually, I know Ms. Foster, you can, I don't know if you've done some stuff for agenda, but usually KK was wanting it a week before the meeting, you know, was, and that's why I had sent him last week, wanting to know if we could, if they were having a meeting, and then if we could be put on the agenda. So April just asked a text. No, she emailed me at 11 o'clock today, and I said yes, that we wanted to have this put on the agenda. But then I thought she was going to get back with me, and I didn't hear from her. So right after this meeting, I was just going to send her another email.
And I won't be there Monday either. I'm flying back in, but I won't be until late that night. But I don't know that there should be a lot of questions. I think other than just let them know that we've looked at several alternatives, this was the one that we felt was the most
that fit for the arm.
Yeah. And that we had the meeting and we had several board members there, and you know, we've all had the opportunity to look at it. But yeah, I don't know how it would go. There could be, because like I said, they were all invited, they could have all come, and if they they should have come if they had questions. That's just the way
I agree.
So maybe we should, you can follow up with April and see if we are going to be on the agenda. And then, maybe before then, if Joanne has strong opposition to it, which she probably won't, she can say something. And if, it will be presented, I'm happy to answer any questions that I can answer, on your behalf, but definitely, the message will be, this was what the SHAC committee recommended.
Yes.
Hey, Bernadette, I found that email. Did you say you sent it to Joanne or not? I found the one from Sarah that has all the PowerPoint slides.
No,
I
did not send it to
Joanne. If you're on there, can you just... Oh, you already sent it?
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer sent that already. Thank you.
Okay. And like I
said...
Oh, she
did? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I would have sent it last week, but your first day was today.
That's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, yeah.
There it is. There is a lot of stuff. And especially with the teaks, but I really like how she went step by step explaining, you know, everything that does go in with the health teaks and all of that. So
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then we all are in a consensus that we all feel like we want to go ahead forward and then make a recommendation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was the only thing that was on this agenda. And Allison, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Are you good with everything? I haven't didn't hear your voice.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, like I said, this is the only thing on this agenda. If there isn't anything else, if anybody else doesn't want to say anything, we're just going to go ahead and end it. And then we'll be, and if by chance there's a problem with the agenda or whatever with the school board meeting, I will reach out and let everyone know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It can always just be tabled if we decide we don't want to do it in the meantime.
Good.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank everybody so much. I know this is a rough time of the year and we're all doing things, but I appreciate it so much. And I know that if we can get this done, this is going to help our kiddos here in Park City ISD. So thank you all so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.